Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Well, I think that's a little bit of getting to know particular players. So for some guys I've been around, it's, hey, well, let's just get them a couple completions on quick game. Let's go to quick game and get the ball out of his hands quick. And you know, I don't know that that's the answer necessarily for Caleb. I have some thoughts on that. But I do think he settled down once we got through a few of those missed ones. And he ended up making some big ones for us as well.
Can I kick it? I mean, that sort of sums up Caleb Williams' year, or maybe even his very brief NFL career so far, that you want him to do better things, but oh boy, there's some special things that you see too. I've been seeing that from Caleb Williams since he stepped on the training camp fields at Hallis Hall. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, that's what's going on, because you can do elite stuff. We welcome you back into Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Layla has the day off. We're going to talk Caleb Williams here momentarily. But first, I want to tell you to join The Score this Friday at The Wall in Gurney Mills Mall, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue, Olin Cruz. James Big Cat Williams and myself, is that grammatically correct? We'll host our pregame show there from 11 to 2, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening at The Wall in Gurney Mills Mall starting at 11 a.m. this Friday.
What you were looking for was "and I." And the,
yeah,
the quick fix on that is just to take James Cat Williams out of that.
Right.
You want to take the Big Cat out.
Uh-huh.
But if you take that out, myself doesn't work.
It doesn't.
I works.
See, I mean, but so I recognize that in real time as I'm reading this. I probably should have proofread, but yeah, myself does not. I want to always be, I grew up in a household.
Tell me.
With parents, well, mostly my mother, who still to this day, now she does it to her grandkids, corrects every single time we mess up grammar. She corrects us still to this day.
Both of my dad's parents were teachers, and for a time, my father was a teacher, so you already know what time it is.
You know what time. My parents, both teachers. So.
But now I'm grown, and I can do what I want.
Right, right. Yeah, you can say myself. That's right. That's right, Ma. What do you think of me now, Ma? Croots, Big Cat, and myself. What do you think about that? Can't correct me
ain't
now.
Ain't nobody stopping us. And yes, ain't is a word. Mom,
I
Dad.
I learned it from you, Ma.
You know how I know it's a word? Because it's in the dictionary.
I learned good grammar. Oh, my goodness. Good and well. That was the big, like, that's the basic.
Yeah, well
right?
is an adverb. Good
right.
is an adjective.
Right, right.
And good so it drives, can also be a noun, too.
So typically drives
for the greater
me crazy.
Good. That's why we're here.
I am not 100%, but I try to be at like a B to B plus average on grammar. I try.
I try. I'm an A plus grammar guy, except for I will always be grammatically incorrect because I can, not because I don't know the difference. I just, whatever.
Oh, man. It's just the way you speak. It is. Caleb Williams in the game against the Steelers was 19 of 35, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns, did not turn the ball over. And as everybody is sort of indicating, it was an up and down day for Caleb Williams. Certainly the strip sack in the third quarter was about as bad as a moment as it gets for Caleb Williams in his career with the Bears. A couple of overthrows, nice moments as well. Obviously, touchdown throws to DJ Moore, Colston Loveland leading the 11-play 70-yard drive. But here we are again, Marshall, with just sort of this pile of plays by Caleb Williams where you can't quite make a conclusion on how good he is at this point. What did you think about his performance against the Steelers?
So one of the things that we've used to describe Caleb's play is that you see flashes, right? You see flashes of greatness, flashes of arm talent, flashes of wow, right? Well, now you've hired the electrician, Ben Johnson, to come over to your house. Why is that light flickering? Why is it just flashing? Why can't I get a steady light shining?
Like that analogy.
And Ben Johnson's job now is to fix the wiring and to make sure we have a steady, bright light. Because nobody likes a porch light that's flickering on and off, right?
Yeah,
you want a strong light so that you can see if somebody's coming up behind you doing something when you're trying to get back in the house, right? You can see the criminals trying to attack your home front. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic there, but you get the point. So now Ben Johnson, he's in there dealing with the wiring, but it's almost like someone just put the Christmas lights up and now the lights are out from time to time, but you got to find out which of those bulbs, and that could be a time consuming process that's causing the whole thing to go out at once. So now we just have to be patient and let Ben Johnson do what Ben Johnson does, and hopefully the wiring can come straight. And I think this process has been an impatient one for all of us because we live in a give-it-to-me-now society. We do not like to be patient. But I think we just have to take a step back and understand this. They're winning. If they were losing, this problem would be talked about so much more, the inconsistency and the flash, 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 as opposed to the strong, steady light. Just be thankful that we're winning and we're not overwhelmed with, well, Caleb's not doing well enough. Caleb's not doing well enough. He's doing, you know what? Good enough for now. That's what's happening. And I'm very optimistic that Ben Johnson will raise his bar. Now, will he raise it to he's the best quarterback in the league? I don't know, but I think he can get it higher than where it is right now.
It's a delicate spot right now because we've talked about this, the fact that it's about making your quarterback better, developing your quarterback, seeing a jump from your quarterback while paying attention to game plans that get you to win because it is winning time, maybe even at the cost of Caleb at times, because you're in an area now where you do whatever the hell you have to do to win games. If it means simplifying, whatever the case may be. So all of a sudden, I'm not saying like the development is all of a sudden stunted for Caleb Williams, but heck, I mean, I listen to promos of me on the Take the North podcast that get played all the time saying the most important thing that the Bears can know about this year is that they have a quarterback that is going to be sustainable for years to come. It's switched now. 11 games in, it's about getting to the playoffs and winning in the playoffs more than anything at this moment.
I think the overlap on the Venn diagram of winning now versus Caleb's development is a lot more than what you're giving it credit for right now. I don't think it's pick one or the other. Do you think Caleb Williams' development has suffered as they've gone 8-3 to start the season?
No, I don't, but I do
exactly.
think. But there's probably things that we don't know or jumps that he may not make this year or things that they may not do this year based on being a winning team.
But based on you saying that, you don't know. That's my point.
I don't know.
If there's no glaring, well, this is obviously Caleb's not developing the way that he should,
right,
then we would see it. The fact that we don't see it, that tells me that both things can be true. Winning is the priority, and so is Caleb's development. They go hand in hand. And I think Ben Johnson has done a great job through 11 games of having the first place Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams' development in line.
Well, and they've all had to realign because I know that, of course, every coach expects to win at the beginning of the season. I don't think the Bears expected to be 8-3. I don't think Ben Johnson thought the Bears would be 8-3. I don't think Ryan Poles thought the Bears were going to be 8-3. I don't think George McCaskey or Kevin, you want me to just keep naming people? I don't think any of them expected the Bears to.
I thought you were going to say my name.
It's You know I didn't. I mean, 8 and 9 over
what
here.
What about Danks?
Well, don't worry about Danks. Don't worry about him. Actually, I think Danks did pick the Bears to be 8 and 3 at this point. That is an absolute fact. 312-644-6767 is the number on Raheemy Harris and Grody. I see the text flying in. We'll read some of those here in a second as well.
Oh, they're texting?
Oh, yeah, they are. It seems that you might have messed up. I think that the... Yeah, so Marshall,
did I hear you wrong? Is that what it was?
I think you might have messed up the grammar earlier.
I guess I heard you wrong. I thought you were saying
big. That's okay, because it's a no, Marshall. It isn't join I, it's join me.
Yeah, oh, I didn't hear the join part. I just heard you say
that's okay.
You and Big Cat were going to be at the wall. That's what I heard. It is. He's right. If you said join me, then it's join me. That's absolutely right.
It's like Olin Krutz and myself.
Shows you how much I was paying attention. I caught you in mid-sentence when you said, oh, is that right? I was like, well, based on what I heard, which is the last thing you said, that's my fault. I should have listened from the beginning, Brody.
What I've told you, what I tell you every day, and I've said this to you many, I wish you would listen to me. I just wish you would take me more seriously.
Well, the line, I don't want to spend too much more time on this, but it's the line is, Olin Krutz, Big Cat, and I will host
the pregame.
That's what it should be.
Okay,
that was it.
That's what I was saying.
That's what it should be.
Oh, I thought he was saying join Olin Krutz, Big Cat, and me.
No, it should be Olin Krutz. Okay, here we go. This is ridiculous. Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, and me
will host. There's more to the sentence. We'll host
our pregame show there from 11
to 2. That's why it's I.
That should be I.
You guys are wrong.
This Friday, the score joined.
The wall. James Williams, Big Cat, Krutz, Olin. No, okay.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to what Kurt Warner had to say about to get us out of this grammatical conundrum?
Oh, no, I'm right. I'm good now. Now that I've seen the copy, I know I'm right.
Okay. So what is it?
It should be and I.
Okay.
Not myself.
Olin Krutz, James
Because you
McKinley.
Will host our pregame coverage.
All right. All right, that's enough. Let's listen to what Kurt Warner had to say about Caleb Williams and his performance this past Sunday against the Steelers.
I think I've been seeing that since week one is, you know, that battle that it seems like he's facing to do more of what Ben wants him to do in the pocket and, you know, playing the game more conventionally first and then reactionary second. So I've been seeing that in that battle, you know, and I say a battle because, you know, there are times that it just doesn't look comfortable. It looks like he's fighting himself to stay there and to work through things. Yesterday, I didn't think it was a great offense performance. I thought he was great in the red zone, Ben did a great job of designing and getting his first read open, and he made some really good throws in the red zone. I thought overall it wasn't a really good game. I thought his eyes were in the wrong spot a lot of times. And that was one of the issues I had with Caleb last year and again, we have to take this in stages and depth that last year was all pure progression type stuff. And that's hard for me to understand because when I know something's not going to be open, I get off of that and I get to the next thing. And there were a lot of times last year where I thought his eyes were stuck and started in the wrong spot. Could have been because of the offense. I think Ben has done a much better job in designing things and getting him started in the right spot. And I felt like in this game, there were just times based on the concepts that I saw that I couldn't figure out why his eyes were starting in a certain spot. And so that concerned me a little bit yesterday because I hadn't necessarily seen that or thought that was a theme in many games this year. But again, we've talked about it for a couple of weeks. What I love is that it wasn't a great offense performance. You know, like he didn't play great. You talked about the errant passes at times and just being off a little bit, whether it was eyes, whether it was throws, whatever. And they still put up 31 points and they still win a football game. You know, like that to me is like, okay, all right. We're still doing a lot of things right. And we're still, you know, figuring this out and we've got a long way to go. But once again, we're finding a way to win and we're finding a way to make the critical plays that we need to make to win football games. And that was probably my biggest takeaway from yesterday.
I think that was pretty good breakdown from Kurt Warner, who was on Spiegel and Holmes yesterday with Anthony Heron filling in.
And I like that he's saying positive things about Caleb, but also keeping it very real about what he's seeing as a former quarterback about his eyes being in the wrong spot. And now he's wondering, is that a theme that I wasn't picking up on before? Or is this just a one-off? And I think these are the ups and downs of a season of a second-year quarterback in a first year in a system with a new head coach and play caller in Ben Johnson. And I'm here for it. And I'm good with where Caleb is as far as the development. I just want to hammer that home because I know people sometimes, oh, you guys are being critical. They're 8-3. I'm just like, no. But the important thing is the development. I also agree with one of the texters.
Yeah.
One of the texters hits us up and says, 847, it was never about knowing Caleb is the guy this year. If anyone deserves at least 2 years with Ben Johnson, it's the number one overall, and then he used a bad word, draft pick. I agree with him completely. I'm not even saying that he has to be a finished product by the end of this year.
No, nobody's saying that.
I'm more of
that.
A year three guy. I give 3 good years to a quarterback to find out what he is.
You better know something, though.
You can't
not be the guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I agree a little bit with that text, but not completely.
You can find out
about Caleb still.
Mark, you can find out in 1 year if somebody is not the guy. You can do that.
Right. So you can do that. That part has to at least be eliminated.
Because
this year.
I think most people are in my corner when I talk about my faith in Ben Johnson as a play caller, as a guy who can have an offense functioning at a very high level. And I think with the 31 points that they were able to score with Caleb Williams not being Superman out there, it goes to show you how much meat is left on the proverbial bone. I'm going to do this. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to get that old question, and it gives you like 5 options. There's several things. There's bacon, there's toast, and there's chicken wings.
What?
And on these 5 options, like, how do you like yours? And it's like the very lightly toasted all the way to the black toast, right? There's like 5 options. The bacon, it's like the very light bacon. And then some people like their bacon basically burnt. And then with the wings, there's barely any meat off the bone. And then there's the gristle is gone. Like, there's nothing but a bone left. Like, the ends are gone if it's a drumette. And like, I just want to know how much meat do we think we're leaving on the bone? I'm just going to post that picture and you can pick A, B, C, D, or E. And that's what we're going to do.
Whenever you go into those deep analogies, I get lost.
I know you do.
And then I forget what we were talking about.
We're talking about Caleb Williams and his development.
Oh,
how about
yeah.
that?
I want your chicken wings. 312-644.
Grody's just hungry now.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I would have it no other way, though, Marshall. I just want to say. I want to push back a little bit against what I hear. I can't really pinpoint. I've probably heard it on the station here and probably in town and in writing and in every way, shape, or form. The people who are saying on microphones that let's stop being so hypercritical of Caleb Williams. Let's stop with every single play. Let's stop making conclusions. Let's stop coming in here and breaking down. No. I think that, of course, you have to be completely hypercritical of the most important person in the Bears franchise
on
the weekly.
You say hypercritical.
That could be good or bad.
Like
we're doing what, 2 segments on Caleb Williams today?
3 if you count Tim.
Well, see. Okay.
Or no, that is the second.
That
segment.
Is the second. That's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute, what did I miss in the pre-show?
Yeah.
So like it is all about him. And I understand, like, people get afraid and there's like this avalanche of critiques and it all gets like it goes in a million different directions, but it should go in a million different directions because he's the damn quarterback of the Bears, because he was a number one overall pick, because the Bears have not had a quarterback in their franchise's history that has been sustainable. So every day, yes, it should be talked about, and he should be number one with a bullet after every single game.
When I say the hypercritical part, I just mean like picking apart every play. Bad plays happen.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's more of a how many of these plays are positive versus the, like, so the strip sack is an excellent example, right? For the touchdown, bad play. It's a bad play, but that play did not define that game. It could have, but he made enough good plays to overcome the bad play.
There's no doubt about it. Like I talked about the long drive, on which there was a sweet 22-yard throw to Roma Dunze. I talked about the DJ throw, the Colston Loveland touchdown. So, and then I have the other side too, where we talked about the strip sack. You had in the second quarter a pair of overthrows, one to Odunze, one to Burden, and then the the delay of game. I mean, that's on him, right? That fourth quarter delay of game, that's Caleb, right?
It's absolutely on
him.
Yeah,
so that's not good.
So those are bad plays that happen, right. And that's fine.
But there's like, it's 5-5, like, and it's worth like going through some of those.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want one play to be like, oh, there it is, I told you. Like, come on, man.
Your point is salient that, yes, there's always going to be in games, like there's going to be a guy that is left open, right? I mean, it's going to happen, but it does, as long as those moments don't stack, then you're in pretty good shape. When we return, let's keep the Bears talk. We'll ask Emma.
I like Bears.
Why don't we ask Emma about the Bears? We'll talk to him about Caleb Williams a little bit. You love Take the North. I love when you go TTN. We'll talk to Emma about that. Plus, guess what? Guess what Emma did? He wrote about Ryan Poles. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday.
I'm going to read that in the break then, because I definitely have not seen that yet.
Okay, well, give it a read. Give it a quick read. And it is in support of Ryan Poles, and that's starting to break through.
He's a Ryan Poles truther?
He is a Ryan Poles truther. He's a huge Ryan Poles fan. We'll let Chris Emma speak for himself. How about we do that? Chris Emma coming up next on Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Contested, it's not the same old Bears right now. Do you feel the idea of kind of turning the tide here?
Yeah, I mean, we're 8-3 team in the National Football League. You know, we don't feel like we're the same old Bears. We pull through for each other when it matters most, and so we got to keep getting better. Like I said, it starts with me on my side, and then we'll keep growing from there.
Some people like Chris Emma.
I do like Chris Emma.
I love Chris Emma.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You take it to love. It's Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're keeping the Bears talk hot with our guy, Chris Emma, Score Bears reporter. You can read him on 670thescore.com. You can follow him on X at CEmma670. What up, Emma? How you doing, buddy?
Brody, Marshall, good morning. How we doing?
We are good. No, we are well, actually, if we're going to do this little grammar thing that we're doing here today.
Thank you.
Where are you? That. Are you home? Are you at Hallis right now? Tell us all about yourself.
I'm home for now. It is. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. Backloaded day at Hallis. The Bears will get on the practice field this afternoon. We're going to hear from the coordinators later on today. And they've turned the page already. Their Tuesday off day was kind of this morning free, and now they're just back to work and ready to go with the Eagles.
We were just talking about Caleb Williams. How do you characterize his season so far and what exactly they will need from him in this season which has turned into winning. They are 8-3 because we were just talking about the fine line between development and winning games. What say you, Mr. Emma?
I think Caleb Williams is right where he needs to be, and consider that with the context of everything that happened last year and throwing out everything he gained from that coaching staff or didn't gain, and starting new with a new head coach and a new personnel around him and a new system. And everything is kind of, I think, where it needs to be at this point. It's progress. It's not linear progress, but it's progress, and you can see it. And I think it's just going to continue to get better and better. I think the biggest difference maker for Caleb Williams the rest of this season, and we're going to see the most significant improvement, is just that comfort in the offense. And some of these incompletions and these just misfires that have been frustrating at times, like, he's not an inaccurate quarterback. I think he's simply struggling with the internal clock of this offense and understanding where that number two read's going to be or what he needs to see from a certain coverage. It's still the mastery of the offense I think he's just settling in with. And this offense got out to a great start. And by the way, it's a top 10 offense right now. It's funny to talk about it as the work in progress that we all see it is, but it can get better. Look at this from a positive perspective of, I think Caleb Williams is going to continue to ascend this season because his comfort in this offense is only going to increase with reps and more experience.
I want to know where your thoughts are on this game on Friday specifically, because we have a lot going on. We've got a Bears team where we don't know. We'll get maybe a better, but not a full news alert about where we are with the injuries for the Bears. And then on the other side, the Eagles seem to be somewhat imploding. How are you looking at this game as a measuring stick compared to the game that they just played at home that was also a measuring stick?
I want to preface this with the Eagles. So they are imploding. They're always imploding. They are like a dysfunctional family that's always got some kind of infighting, but they always seem to rally back and stack those wins. And like, don't be surprised if they come out there and stack a big winning streak down the stretch in December, and you're talking about them as the team to beat in the NFC. Like, there's always a little bit dysfunctional, but they always seem to find a way. And the thing I'm looking at on Friday as we talk about Caleb Williams is the matchup he has against Vic Fangio's defense. And Vic is the mastermind of getting pressure while only rushing four. And it's a beautiful thing to see that defense work in concert and how they're able to generate pressure with those big bullies they got up front and the coverage they're able to create. And he's also so good at disguising those rushes and creating mental gymnastics for a quarterback. And it's a big test for Caleb Williams. And I know the talk is going to be about the Eagles blew a 21-point lead in Dallas. Like, this is still a really darn good football team. And this is going to be a stout challenge defensively against all the playmakers they got on that side of the football, and certainly the mastermind that we know well in Chicago. Vic Fangio was one of the best ever to do it.
Yeah, we saw him build or at least put the final finishing touches on an elite defense in 2018, and he's been great at coordinating defenses everywhere he's gone. As we talked to Chris Emma of 670thescore.com, he covers the Bears for us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score. Emma, you've been writing a little bit about Ryan Poles. Tell us all about it. Do you think that all of a sudden Ryan Poles deserves a ton of credit for what's going down with the Bears this year?
I think he does. My view of Ryan Poles has changed throughout the course of this run, winning 8 of their last 9. Like, and it's not just because of the results. It's because of the individual success stories we've seen and some of the guys that you were kind of curious about before that are now stepping up. And anytime somebody steps into a role, whether it's Ozzie Trapillo on Sunday or whether it's Deshaun Wright at the start of the season, it's a curious signing initially or a curious draft pick, whatever it may be, and they always look the part. And you understand now, a general manager's job is to identify talent and find traits that can be coached up. But they were missing that coaching side and that player development side before Ben Johnson's staff came in. And I want to say this too, like, Ben Johnson is a terrific head coach. I think we've seen that already. He's got an excellent staff. He's got tremendous teachers on this staff that are doing great work behind the scene. And I think Ozzie Trapillo is a prime example. That's a second round pick and somebody you hope is a long-term starter. He did not look like a starter back in training camp where the Bears were putting him in that competition and ultimately pulled him out by mid-August. You saw your first look at him to the public eye on Sunday against a really tough defensive front from the Steelers. Ozzie Trapillo looked great. He held his own, one pressure allowed. And you think about that now. That's a second round pick, a big investment who's been developed and brought closer to that potential that Ryan Poles sees. You can go all down the line. A guy like a Noah Sewell, who was kind of cast aside by the previous coaching staff, and you thought he had hit his ceiling, and he's played well. You can find so many different individual success stories that Ryan Poles, his talent evaluation side, him and his staff on the player personnel side, and you see the way the guys are being developed. And now you understand what his vision is and what he hoped of this roster. Unfortunately, you wasted 3 years of it. You had a coaching staff that was not developing players right. You lost a lot of football games. Poles got a second chance. And look, I don't know how many other organizations are going to give him a second chance when your record is what it is. But clearly, they saw that Ryan Poles' side and the player personnel talent evaluation side could come to fruition with the right coaching staff. And you've seen a lot of really shiny examples of that.
Chris Emma, Bears score reporter, joining us here on Raheemy. Harrison Grody, Layla's got the day off, but Mark Grody and I, Marshall Harris, are holding it down.
Style key.
Yes, Chris, you're going out to practice today. I'm very curious, how much will we learn today? Like, what, as far as the injuries go, what will we learn today? Anything?
I want to take inventory of the injury report coming off Sunday's games. There was a lot of key players that were knocked out, obviously Tyreek Stevenson being one of them. And we've talked about that fun debate of who steps out of the corner mix when Jalen Johnson steps in. You might be losing Tyreek Stevenson for a little bit here. He was not able to return to that game. You've got a lot of leftovers from last week, guys who are struggling with injuries. And obviously the first and foremost thought of my mind is Jalen Johnson back on Friday? Is Kyler Gordon back? Is TJ Edwards back? Are you getting three key starters back for this defense ahead of a big game on Friday in Philly? And I think Jalen Johnson's coming back. I do believe that. I think he's ready to go. He's got to get through this week. And I don't think they're going to have any firm decisions until they get through the next couple days of practice. But Jalen Johnson, I think, is raring to go. Kyler Gordon was a full participant at the end of practice last week. TJ Edwards, it's more about the hamstring than the hand at this point. They plan to put that fractured hand in a cast, and he'll obviously be limited in that regard. But once the hamstring is good to go, I think he's going to be cleared and out there. And certainly after losing Tremaine Edmonds in the linebacking mix, you're excited to get TJ Edwards back. So keep an eye on the injury report throughout the next 3 days. You're going to get the first of three injury reports later on this afternoon. We'll know more on Thanksgiving as to who's going to be ready to go for Friday.
Is there anybody, Emma, who has been more right on time and the perfect lead up, build up, crescendo to where Montez Sweat is right now?
I mean, he's playing at a terrific Pro Bowl level. And I think one thing, you love the sack number, 7.5. He's been outstanding, getting pressure, but he is so stout against the run. And he's a player who does it all for that defensive front. You feel the effort. You feel the energy he brings to the mix here. This guy is everything they hope for. And throughout last season, I think it was an unfair knock on him to look at strictly the sack numbers and say he's got to be better. Like, he was hurt throughout so much last season, 4 or 5 different injuries that we knew of. And obviously, there's always more injuries that we don't know of that aren't on the injury report. He was not Montez Sweat last season. He's healthy this season. He's out there thriving. And he's setting a tone for a defense that you really come to appreciate what he's brought for this entire group. The Tez effect, as we heard from Matt Eberflus. Like, you're feeling the Tez effect because everybody else is kind of playing off him.
Okay, Chris, straight up, we're going to talk about this later, but I want to know what you think.
Are the Bears
going
to win?
Can the Bears win the NFC North? I'm going bigger picture than that.
Damn, yeah.
I think they absolutely can. And look, I've said this a few times now in the last few weeks, and nothing has changed significantly on the Bears side. You can poke holes all you want in this team. That's fine. There's so many flaws and so many things you can look at and say, this is why they won't win a Super Bowl, whatever. But the North is wide open. They can take the North here. And you look at the rest of the NFC, the NFL, for a matter of fact, there's no great teams out there this year. There's no juggernaut where you say, man, that's the team to beat. It seems to maybe change each week, but you look at a team like the Bills who goes out there and lose to the Dolphins, and you look to a team like the Eagles that loses a 21-point lead in Dallas, and you can find holes with any team. So these aren't just conversations that we're having in Chicago and saying this team's a fraud or this or that. You can say that about 31 other teams. You tune into any other radio station across the country, you're going to hear the same thing about that team. And this is the way it's going right now. The NFL has this incredible level of parity. So I say, why not? I believe in the Bears. I'm giving this team the benefit of the doubt. And from a football perspective, on the defensive side of the ball, I think once you get those reinforcements back, this defense I thought was going to be a top 10 level defensive healthy. We'll see if they can play on that level down the stretch. I think the offense is going to continue to ascend as you get more comfortable, and you can start to play a little bit more of a complete four-quarter game.
That's hilarious. In a surprise season, we have reached the point of, why not? That's where we are with the
Bears. Why not?
Can the Bears beat the Eagles? Why not? Can the Bears win the... Why the hell...
It is as much Bears, about everybody else as them.
There's probably some why notters for the Super Bowl. Can the Bears make... Why not? Can the Bears win out? Why? We are in the why not portion of this surprising season. This segment with Chris Elma is being sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best.
Also, football talk on the score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today.
Emma, so we got coordinators. Everything's going down today. Open locker room, coordinators, players, practice, injury report. Do I have
Caleb
it all
Williams
right?
will speak as well. Oh. Yeah, we're going to hear from Caleb Williams as well. So a full boat day in Hallis Hall this afternoon.
And it's all kind of running. I think everything's starting like after 2 o'clock, so I don't think any of that stuff will land on our show. But we know that you will be planted out at the hall today, Emma, and we certainly appreciate what you do for us here. I don't know if Marshall appreciates
you as much
as I do. I
appreciate you a lot more than Grody does. Well, I just want to point that out, Chris.
I'm an appreciator.
Let me send my appreciation to all I can to our buddy, Robbie Triano. We're going to miss him, Robbie. Your family, buddy. We love you at the score. We hope you're not a stranger. Best of luck wherever you go next.
Love you, Emma. Appreciate that.
That's so touching. That's why I appreciate Chris Emma, because he appreciates everyone.
Yeah, he does. He does.
All people like Chris Emma.
I like Chris Emma. Get that clean. Get that clean. So let's change that up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, there we go.
No, I like that. Some people like Chris Emma a little bit better.
Chris, man, I'll see you around. All right, buddy.
See you, Chris.
Take care.
Right, that is Chris Emma from 670thescore.com. If you hadn't heard, if you're wondering what that was all about, yes, Robbie Triano is leaving us. Tomorrow's your last day, buddy boy?
Yeah, last day. And as soon as the show's over, I get in a car and I leave Chicago.
Good God. Crazy. Guy's going to...
Is that why you said good riddance earlier?
I didn't say good riddance.
Oh, that wasn't you? Oh, my bad.
Alexander Karpatsov, good riddance. So Bobby Tree is out of here, and we're going to talk to Danny Parkins later. He is going to the land of Parkins. He is going to New York City to work on the same show. First things first, right? Isn't that it? Yeah, first things first on FX1.
I'll be a senior associate producer on First Things First.
This guy.
Basically in charge.
Senior associate producer. This guy. But we'll talk to Danny. We'll talk to him about what exactly happened here and if he's reached his limit on taking people away from the score to join him in New York City. When we come back, it's halftime time.
It is halftime, and there's something going on, not in this country, but it could come to this country one day, so I want to know your thoughts about it.
Okay.
What if I told you you got a ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
And you thought you were getting a flat fine, but it was actually based on your income. Yeah, think about that. That's what we got coming up on the other side.
I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Yo, Raheemy Harrison Grody is the show. Layla is off today. Marshall and I are here for you. We started the show today talking about, can the Bears beat Philly? Marshall's take essentially is that they're too mad and too motivated to lose on Friday. My take is I still think that the Eagles are in the gray area and they have not launched yet their Philadelphia-ness prowess.
You think it'd be just as easy to beat them this week as it would have if they had beaten Dallas? That's my point. That's all the point I was making.
Okay. We'll circle back to that, I promise you. We talked about the Bulls' bad loss. 143-130.
The barbarous loss.
3-15 New Orleans team, which had lost 9 in a row. So we talked about how much that game stunk. It stunk is what that game did. We also talked about Caleb Williams and what his exact role is, or if it's changed at all now that the Bears are winning, the delicate balance of developing and winning and doing what you have to do in that regard. And we talked to our guy, Chris Emoff, 670thescore.com, as Emma is writing about Ryan Poles and the credit that he deserves for what is going on through 11 games for your Chicago Bears.
It's halftime.
Mark, have you ever been to Finland?
I have not.
Have you ever thought about going?
No.
I wouldn't recommend it if you're worried about speeding.
Really? Okay.
Here's why.
Okay. Here's why.
Because unlike the United States, where we have like the flat, like, oh, it's $150 for the speeding ticket, they'll fine you based on how much money you make.
Oh, man.
That's bad, right?
So proportionate to your salary?
Let me give you an example.
How do they get to know that, though?
I mean, public records, like... No?
My salary is public record.
They can't go to the IRS and be like, how much did this man make last year?
Yeah, Robbie, look that up. Write it down.
They can't go to the IRS and say, how much did this man make last year?
Can one do that?
Bro, you should know the IRS is all over your ASS.
Well, I just went to your Instagram. Dude, you're loaded. You got like $3 billion in crypto.
The IRS is over my ASS.
That's one underscore Grody, though, that's loaded, right? You're 2 underscore Grody, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, if you want
2 underscore Grody right, if you on are, Instagram.
I have to fix my
dude,
whole
you got
social.
A G-Wagon? That's crazy.
One of these days, I am going to sit down, and Layla is supposed to help me. I have to fix all of my social media. I am so on social media. My Twitter was hacked. My Instagram. So Mark double underscore Grody if you do want to hang out with me on Twitter. But you're doing
I tagged
it at
you yesterday.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I don't know if I have anything up and running. I'll get something up and running before this show is over so people can look at our story. And I will take a picture.
But here's the story. Okay, so a multimillionaire businessman was hit with one of the world's highest speeding fines. This didn't happen recently. This is a while ago. But the point stands. The fine was 121,000 euros.
Okay.
Okay?
Wait. Okay.
In dollars, because I know that's the first question. Well, how much is that in American dollars?
Yeah, don't speak like that.
$140,000.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, for driving 18.6 miles per hour over the speed limit. How many times have you driven 18.6 miles per hour over the speed limit?
Most of the time.
Yeah. Where tickets are calculated as a percentage of the offender's income. Quote, this is Anders Wickloff. 76 years old, by the way. I really regret the matter. I had just started slowing down, but I guess that didn't happen fast enough. It's how it goes. Now, you may be wondering, how could he be so nonchalant about this? Well, Wickloff is the chairman and founder of a, make sure I got the math right here, $405 million company. So
I'm not making $405 million a year.
You're not.
You could look that up, Robbie, then write it down. You could scrub it. You could do whatever you want to do with it.
And he said the speed limit suddenly changed. You ever seen that happen before? Where the speed limit just suddenly changes?
What?
So it happens down south a lot because a lot of rural areas, and they have like speed traps that literally will fund an entire town.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be really careful about this.
Yeah.
As is common in the Nordic region, fines for traffic infringements in Finland are based on the severity of the offense and the offender's income, which police can check instantly by connecting to their smartphones to a central taxpayer database.
Oh, God.
So the IRS part, does that make more sense now?
Yeah, that does. I mean, yes, the how, I still am not comfortable with the why.
Under the Finnish system, a day fine is calculated based on the offender's daily disposable income, generally considered to be half their daily net income.
Do you think the townspeople are in on it?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're coming into our town here.
The more a driver is over the limit, the greater the number of day fines they receive. The fact that Wyclef had been fined twice previously for speeding was an aggravating factor. He had also had his driver's license suspended for 10 days. So I think that's how they got to $140,000 for this fine.
That's
like
unbelievable.
You've been ticketed recently. Your license was actually suspended, but you're out here not only driving when you shouldn't be, but also you just broke the law like twice recently. You really don't care. We're just going to have to up the ante a little bit. How mad would you be if this came to the United States of America?
I'm having enough trouble right now dealing with the speed cameras. I will say this. I'm kind of a recovering speeder. I joked about going 18 miles per hour over the speed limit. I follow speed limits now, man. I like on my drives to Hallis Hall, which often take me on treks going home, especially just because the traffic is so bad on the Edens. And there's all these towns that are very well protected, and you get like
is that what we're calling them well protected?
They're very well protected towns, and like what? How do you handle the your speed signs when you're coming up on one of those? It's like, oh, I am an outsider in this town. They don't want me here. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm trying to like it says 32 and the speed limit is 25. I'm trying to get that thing down. I'm hitting on the brake.
So is Anders.
Yeah.
You see how that worked out for him.
No, I would not like that to come. But I will say, I've recovered. Like I am very careful about the speed because I've gotten one too many envelopes in the mail.
Mark, my ex-girlfriend used to say, "Why are you going so slow?" I was like, "Because I ain't getting a ticket. That's why."
That's what it is.
That's why.
And
leave
I don't care.
Like, we're not together anymore.
People behind me are getting angry. I'm like, look, I've gotten like five envelopes this year. I don't care if I'm the old guy right now going following the speed limit. I don't care. Sorry, not sorry is the answer to that. When we return on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
I thought Robbie was going to say something.
Oh, no, Robbie's busy phoning it in right now.
Oh, that's right. Senioritis, yeah. Right?
He was actually doing more research. Go ahead, Robbie. Real quick.
So there's this website. It's called collegenetworth.com. I said Mark Grody salary. I put that in Google. And this AI site says this. The question is, how much is Mark Grody's contract for? Here's what it says. Though exact figures are speculation, his role at a major radio station in a large market like Chicago indicates a lucrative contract.
Oh, wow.
Whatever AI site did this is unbelievable.
You know what? Your new nickname is Lou.
Lou for lucrative, man. Yeah. Hey, I have to support a cat, okay? I need the extra money.
Cat daddy.
Yeah, that's
lucrative.
Right. Lucrative. Cat daddy. Cat. Oh, that's my rap. Cat daddy lucrative. Ooh.
Just cat daddy Lou.
Okay, fair enough.
Cat daddy Lou.
How about this? Five on it, anyone? Five on it?
I like five on it.
Let's do five on it. Five very important questions that we have for you that Marshall and I shall discuss next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week. And you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.